This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Ace Cast download is brought to you by LinkSoul. Go to LinkSoul.com and by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
Rise and shine, A's fans. It's time to greet the day with extra base hit. From late nights at the Coliseum.
Swing and a drive left center. This is well hit. Duran going back at the track. And it's gone. Just to the right of the 388 mark. J.J. Bleday homers to left center.
To early mornings with a fresh cup of Joe.
Say, have you got time for a coffee before you go?
That'd be nice.
Splendid.
Extra base hit will make your day green and gold.
And here's the pitch to him. Swung on a line drive. Dug out. Knocked out at second. Gilloff throws to first for the out. And the A's have won a great ball game.
Here's Jessica Kleinschmidt.
Welcome back to Extra Base Hit here on A's Cast. Jess Kleinschmidt here with Ray Jensen. Ray, how's it going, my friend?
Jess, it's going well. You know, I've been struggling a little bit after this first homestand did not go the way we wanted it to, but the road trip has been surprisingly good. We took 2 out of 3 from the Tigers, maybe take 2 or 3 from the Rangers.
I tell you, you know what? I was just joking with you. I don't appreciate the guys putting on a show when I can't be there. I pay very good money for my seats in the press box, but that's okay. But no, you're right. It was really good to see glimpses of the team we know that can put up numbers. And I think that it's really fun to watch. Obviously, the big storyline was Shea Langeliers, 3 for 4 with 3 home runs against the Rangers on Tuesday night. You know, that's where he's from, Ray. He was able to have a home-cooked meal, sleep in his own bed. He did stop by A's Cast talking about his confidence. And we talked about it a little bit when it comes to Shea. The entire clubhouse has a lot of faith in him, not just from what he does behind the plate. He, of course, has that servant mentality. He's so strong, so mature, and a great game planner. But what he can do at the plate. And I do believe we did some predictions. I think Shea was one of my dudes. And Cody, I believe, pushed back on that. I think he called Shea last year, but this year he was like, I don't know, I didn't want to jinx it. But no, Shea had himself a night, and it's just been so good to see.
Yeah, I know I picked Shea to be the home run leader for this season, and I like that he verified my selection with that 3 home run night against the Rangers. And yeah, he's been excellent. Like the bat, we know the power is there. We know the ability's there. And he's starting to really round into shape as an all-around great catcher. I think the defense has been better. His arm, we know, is there as well. So his development has been wonderful to watch. And just we've seen this team grow in such a short amount of time. You said it best. This team looks like a completely different one than we saw in the Coliseum to start the year.
What is that? And I don't mean that in a snarky way. I've just, over the years, when it comes to this team, I remember talking to Bob Melvin about it. Sometimes they just perform better on the road, and it could be the atmosphere. Perhaps they like just having more people in the stands. I've talked to Ryan Nota about that. He said it's night and day when it comes to just having people in the stands, which is why, you know, last year when all the fans were out for a couple of those games, they felt differently about it. And sometimes it's just, I don't know. I get it. It reminds me of like when you're trying to go out and like go to a party. And you're with your significant other and they're like, wow, you're way nicer to everybody else but me. And it's just maybe that's what it is. That they just want to show off in front of strangers, which is totally fine. But yeah, Shea's 18th 3-homer game in Oakland history and the 30th in A's history. And we can't go without talking about Mason Miller. Obviously, the guy closed shop. 3 appearances since April 2nd, 9 strikeouts, 2 walks. No runs, and he got his first major league save, has 10 strikeouts for the season, which is tied for 4th in the majors among relievers. This guy is insane. You would think he was throwing some sort of specialty pitch, but it's his fastball with crazy movement. Obviously, he's tapping out. I believe when I saw him at the Coliseum, he was tapping out like 101.4. Seems like those velocity numbers were certainly there on the road as well. This guy's just insane, Ray.
Yeah, he has been as advertised. Mason Miller, with his ability to move the ball, he has his fastball, and he's mixing his slider when he needs to, and it's just amazing to see what he's able to do in the bullpen. I know he still wants to get back to a starting position, and I know that's not out of the question somewhere down the road, but I think there was a little bit of skepticism from some on how he would excel in the bullpen. It's a tough transition going from starter your whole career to a bullpen role, even if it's high leverage and closer, but he has risen to the challenge, and I'm going to be very curious to see where he ends up, either as if it's his current role or as a closer or maybe as a starter, but it's going to be electric because he has some of the best stuff, I think, of any pitcher out there in baseball.
I agree. And you're right. It's going to be fun to watch him transition back to a starter. And David Force said during the offseason around winter meetings, that's not out of the question. And either way, it's been really nice kind of having the Liam Hendricks vibe back, where the guy comes out with his Nickelback warm-up song and just shoves. And it's like Grant Balfour-esque, where you just know things are about to end. Rest in peace, other team. It's brilliant. And let's get back to this homestand. We've got a short one, Ray. 3 against the Cardinals, but before that, we have 3 against the Nationals. So the Coliseum will host a quick little 6-gamer. And on Friday, April 12th, against the Nationals, we have a happy hour. You guys know you love it. The only way to spend it your Friday nights is with us at our Treehouse Happy Hour. That's right. Treehouse Happy Hours are back this season to come out to the ballpark at 4:30 p.m. before each Friday night home game for drink specials, games, a DJ, A's Cast Live, and more. Fans can enter the Treehouse through LL Gate before the ballpark gates open. To join the fun, visit athletics.com/happy hour to learn more. Bingo gets pretty hoppin'. Can we just say that? Bingo gets hoppin', Ray.
It gets intense. And then you have trivia afterwards. And so it's Amelia's chance to try to fool everyone. I'll say this. I'm not going to spoil the questions and answers, obviously. But Amelia in the office the other day was coming up with the wrong answers, and she was making herself crack up. So it's going to be good.
Oh, my gosh. She's a little sneaky little devil. But no, you're right. Like, it's funny to watch people get really into bingo. And you know what? I don't blame them. When I'm older and getting ready to retire, you know I'm going to be crazy during bingo in the retirement home. It's just going to be insane. We do have an injury update. The A's did place Brent Rooker on the 10-day IL retroactive to April 8th with a costochondral cartilage injury. Say that 3 times fast, right? And they did select super utility man Max Schumann from AAA. Max did have some decent numbers in AAA last season. He played in winter ball this league. Did you hear he got hit in the head during the winter ball league after a few games? Obviously, things worked out because he ended up hitting .294 in the Cactus League for a spring training. Do not suggest that, kids. Don't suggest getting hit in the head. It's not going to ultimately work in your favor. He does get on base, and I mentioned that super utility guy vibe, which basically has him prepped and perfect for the A's. He also going to probably add, I'm assuming, be more of the utility guy and plug him everywhere. I'll get more details on what his role will be, and maybe get some info on Brent's injury. But I did Google it, Ray, and the costochondral cartilage is located around the rib area. We knew it was some sort of ab injury, but I would assume that just hurts. But it'll be good to see what Max can do. I know you predicted the future. You're like, I have a feeling this guy could be called up any minute, huh?
Yeah, I did not think I was going to predict the future today when I came up with the game plan for this show. I had, with Jackson Holliday's call up, I thought to myself, who's going to be next for the A's to make their debut? And I figured either Max Schumann, Max Muncy, and I thought Joey Estes, but I forgot he came up late last year. Yeah, here he is, Max Schumann, ready to rock. So with his utility, he should be able to fit nicely with the A's defensively and maintain the consistency that's been growing throughout this road trip. So it'll be interesting to see how his bat equates into it as well.
He's a Detroit native, so I wonder if he was a little bummed he couldn't be on that road trip. But I love that I get to tell him, you know, Ray Jensen thought about you after Jackson Holliday got his call up. And we can talk about the similarities between those two. But you're right. It was I always get nervous when it comes to, I don't even call him a highly touted prospect when it comes to Jackson Holliday, because I feel like that doesn't do him justice. But the fact that, you know, Buster Olney was tweeting out 10 years ago, this kid's going to be a big deal. And obviously one of my best friends, Melanie Newman, was around the hype, and she gave one of the first interviews with him, having your dad, Matt Holliday, be there as well. He, of course, he's a former A. We never retired his number, just to let you know. So if Jackson wants that, you don't have to be calling Cal Ripken over here. We'll give it to you, my friend. But it's been cool. I just get nervous when it comes to highly touted prospects, because the first at bat, you want them to hit for the cycle. That's what we expect from these guys. We expect them to go 5 for 5 in some way, after, you know, coming off the bench. It's just a lot there, but it's always good for a hype video, and I'm excited to see what he does. And so young, all the Jacksons, all the baby Jacksons, doing what they need to do in Major League Baseball. It's crazy to me. They're getting younger and younger, Ray, and I don't appreciate it. I stopped calling them kids because it made me feel old, but I can't not call them kids now.
It's true. I mean, players are getting called up earlier and earlier. Look at Langford in Texas. He was playing college baseball not too long ago. It's crazy how some teams have embraced the youth movement in baseball. And I don't want to say crazy in a bad way. I think it's about damn time, honestly, that we stop straying towards these archaic movements. Oh, they have to be in the minors for 3-4 years for some seasoning. No, if they have the stuff, bring them up. And if they struggle, then you can send them down if they massively struggle. But you have to experience the failures and the success at the major league level to truly succeed at the major league level.
How are we ever going to know if you don't give them the call? But I'm right there with you, because we were thinking about, was it too early? Is it ever? It's never too early, I feel. I mean, obviously from a productive and build up point, sure, but I'm right there with you. Give them a chance. Unfortunately, it did mean the Orioles DFA'd our beloved Tony Kemp, and it was one of the most beautiful moments of the season, and it's still early. Tony tweeted out, in the fall of 2010, our college had a series against the Longhorns for a 3-game set. Our hitting coach at the time was Josh Holliday, and his brother Matt brought his kid to our early practice. I remember watching his son Jackson with a sweet lefty swing. Go get him, kid. You cannot be more classy than Tony Kemp. And that was just a cool moment. I kind of figured he would be DFA'd once the move happened. I think Tony was very well aware. I think that was the message to him at the beginning. You know, it's either you or Jackson, kind of a deal. So that's kind of ultimately what happened. So I'm excited for these younger kids. And I know you mentioned Max Muncy. I think overall our farm system, we can't compare it to the Orioles because that's just ridiculous. I think they're stacked to like single A. Insane. But yeah. But coming up next on Extra Base Hit, we have more promotions, and then we can talk about the move to Sacramento.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
This is Chris Townsend. I'm proud to announce our year 2 partnership with Link Soul. They've changed my wardrobe, and they can do the same for you. And right now, their spring collection is fabulous. Natural fabrics and versatile styles, perfect for this time of the year. And they want to introduce their performance line for golf, premium for on-course apparel design, and to keep you cool and dry. Check it all out, linksoul.com. That's linksoul.com. Remember, look good, play good.
Whether it's a midweek trip to the ballpark to catch a game or a weekend of baseball for the family, grab your tickets for an A's game this season. Secure your seats today for all the biggest matchups, fireworks, drone shows, giveaways, and more. Don't miss out on all the things happening this season.
Rose and Seth, it's a drive into center. It's deep, and Straw is back at the track. He will turn and watch it fly.
So grab yours now at athletics.com/tickets. That's athletics.com/tickets.
They got any just coffee?
Now back to Extra Base Hit on A's Cast. Here's Jessica Kleinschmidt.
All right, welcome back to Extra Base Hit here on A's Cast. Jessica Kleinschmidt with Ray Jensen. Saturday, April 13th against the Nationals, part of the homestand. Make a difference this Earth Day by celebrating at the ballpark. Every ticket sold through the special event link is 10% off the dynamic rate, and partial proceeds of each ticket sold will benefit the Goodwill Greater East Bay's mission to equip low-income individuals and those with barriers with the skills required to succeed in the 21st century job market. Go to athletics.com/promotions for the special event link. So there's some big news happening with the A's. The move to Sacramento will officially begin in 2025. It's here, Ray, and it's crazy to think about. So they'll be playing in West Sacramento at the beginning of the 2025 season and will continue until their permanent home in Las Vegas is ready to welcome fans, which is projected for opening day in 2028. So we understand there's a lot of disappointment this news brings to the fans as the season marks our final one in Oakland. It still hasn't sunk in for me, Ray. I think it's because when you're working in this industry, when you're working this job, you get caught up in everything because it's something different. It's constant. It's constant moving. So sometimes you don't have a chance to take a step back and kind of embrace the fact that this is our final season in Oakland. There'll be some really cool events leading up to it. The A's will welcome some alumni back throughout the season in September 26th, that final home game. Whew, crazy. We'll feature a replica Coliseum Stadium giveaway. There's going to be some more promotions and offers to be announced throughout the season. When it comes to Coliseum, Ray, for me, it's the first true major league memory I have. I must have been 11 or 12. And we were driving in from Reno, got my first A's ticket. The moment we sat down, the third baseman goes yard. And who is the third baseman but Eric Chavez? And a week before, I was playing in a Little League game, and my dad told me he wanted to switch me from first to third. And so then I started manically watching everything Eric Chavez did. And I looked in the program to see who this person was. And when I found out it was Eric Chavez, it turns out him and I shared a birthday. And then when I also saw the center fielder who resided in Reno, you know who that center fielder was? Mr. Mark Kotze. So now he's my manager. But I just remember telling my dad that I'm going to start following this team. And actually on the drive home, I told him, you know, I know I saw a bunch of guys, like men holding microphones and talking to the players. Can girls do that? And he said, yes, they can. So I remember thinking, I want to do this. I want to be an Oakland A's reporter. And I actually told Eric Chavez this story when the A's inducted him in the Hall of Fame. And the cool thing about that memory is it's such a small and impactful one, but it also doesn't hold a candle to like the relationships I built in this organization and, you know, friends that turn into family. You're obviously one of them, but just it's so unique how this game of baseball can turn friends into colleagues, into family. And yeah, it's going to be crazy. You know, I had my first on camera hit. I interviewed MC Hammer. I had, when I returned from leave after my mom passed away, the only thing that made me feel good was being at the Coliseum and being at a ballpark. So it's a lot of stuff that's going to be hard, Ray.
Yeah, that's very well put. It's going to be extremely difficult. I get ready for the show today. I kind of struggled with what I was going to say, because I knew what I didn't want to say is, oh, I understand what you guys are all going through. I don't. Mm-hmm. I was in the East Coast 28 years of my life before I moved out here to take this position with the A's. But what I'll always appreciate about the Coliseum and its fans is that when I arrived after traveling across country, 2,000 plus miles of nothing but two cars packed full of stuff, my wife and three lizards, not knowing what I was going to experience, you know, meeting Commander Cody and Townie and yourself and the rest of the crew for the first time, just how welcoming the fans were. They treated me as if I worked there for 20 years. So I will always appreciate that. And I truly love and support them and what they're going through. Like they're in the grieving process. And I also appreciate the support they still provide us at AceCast and AceCast Live, the Clubhouse Show, Total Access. I can go on and on. So I'll echo what Vince Catronio said on Friday, as he so eloquently put, if it feels right to you, please come out to the Coliseum and celebrate its history with us. Not just to fill a seat, but to experience that energy and that fervor again at the Coliseum, I think would do a lot of people a lot of good.
I agree. And I was thinking about it the other day when my first real season with the A's was 2019. And I swear the magic from that season still sparkles. And I hold on to that memory, the wild card game and manager Bob Melvin and having Chappie and Ole in the clubhouse and Chad Pinder and Chris Davis, Marcus Simi and Mark Canha, like those guys are still supreme ball players, you know? And I just remember that I hold on to that memory very, very, very hard with like a death grip because of how beautiful of a season it was and how what and the thing is, the clubhouse has never changed. And despite the results, the 112 loss season in 2023, Bob Melvin and Dalton Jeffries recently, they both told me, as long as the clubhouse is good, you guys are going to be good. And it couldn't be more accurate. So I'm very thankful for all of that. And yeah, just like Vince said, if it feels good, we would love to have you. We would absolutely love to have you there. I know I would, just because I selfishly want to feel that magic again and remind me why I do what I do and why I love the people that I work with. And make it more real. Honestly, I'm still kind of in denial, you know? So it's kind of like maybe just like remind me this is actually going to happen. So I can kind of have a few months to get it. It feels weird to like go back and talk about baseball now, but yeah, I just appreciate every single one of you for listening, but also if you do show up, it would mean the world to not just me and Ray, but also to the players and to the coaches. And I feel like the new guys, they have no idea what it can feel like. And they deserve to feel that. They deserve to feel it. And they shouldn't have to go on the road to feel that. And so very thankful for you guys. But let's talk one of the big storylines this season has been the uptick in arm injuries, Ray. It's been insane. And I talked about it recently on A's Total Access presented by Chevron. And I was in shock. I mean, not too long after he made his opener, not his debut, but his 2024 outing, Shane Bieber of the Cleveland Guardians, after shoving against the A's, he is undergoing Tommy John surgery. And he was experiencing some prolonged soreness after his opening day start against the A's after striking out 11 across six frames and giving up just a hit and a walk in the 8-0 win. I don't want to relive that game, but he was placed on the 15-day IL. And then Brave starter Spencer Strider, I don't know the update on him. He could undergo Tommy John surgery, and he underwent MRI. He's going to have another exam. Marlins right-hander Yuri Perez, he might have already undergone Tommy John surgery. Garrett Cole's out with some elbow issues to June. Obviously, we know the Rangers are dealing with it too, with DeGrom and Scherzer. Those guys obviously are, especially DeGrom, he's the king of arm injury. It's crazy, you know? And then Alex Wood recently took to social media to talk about it. And the ultimate scenario that the Players Association talked about was the pitch clock. Does this have to do with anything? And Tony Clark, the lead of the Players Association, the executive director, posted a statement on X saying that there is concern as it pertains to recovery time. He said the league's unwillingness to study the most effects of these changes in an unprecedented threat to the game and its most valuable asset, the players. And MLB revoked that statement or responded saying the league is indeed undergoing a comprehensive research study into the causes of this long-term increase. They said John Hopkins University found no evidence and no evidentiary support as far as the pitch clock goes and that have added in these injuries. Justin Verlander, obviously a former Cy Young Award winner, he said that I think the biggest thing is that the style of pitching has changed so much. Everyone is throwing the ball as hard as they possibly can and spinning the ball as hard as they possibly can. And Alex Wood, our own starter, said there's a multitude of reasons. He said maybe the pitchers aren't resting enough in the offseason. It could be a factor of the different ballparks. the way that the mound is, the different elements. But it sounds like the pitchers that are openly talking to the media don't want to say that it is the pitch clock. So it's, but it's crazy. The uptick in injury for these pitchers has been astronomical, Ray.
Yeah, and I think it's tough to pin it down solely on the pitch clock. Mm-hmm. I think that's a little bit unfair to a rule that I think has benefited the sport in so many other areas. And maybe there have been a couple instances or two where guys feel rushed, and maybe they have a lapse in technique when they deliver their pitches, and maybe that's what leads up to these arm injuries. But I think Justin Verlander put it best as he was asked about the uptick in injuries after an outing with the AAA affiliate for the Astros, the Sugarland Space Cowboys, formerly Sugarland Skeeters.
I was going to say, I forget what they are now, yeah.
Yeah, great name. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
He said he thinks, quote, as I have it here, I don't want to misquote the great Verlander, "I think the biggest thing is that the style of pitching has changed so much. Everyone is throwing the ball as hard as they possibly can and spinning the ball as hard as they possibly can. It's a double-edged sword. How can you tell somebody to not do that when they're capable of throwing 100 miles per hour? Something needs to change." And I think there's some truth there. As guys were throwing as hard as they could all the time and spinning as hard as they could. Scott Emerson, I thought, had a great quote on the Ace Total Access pregame show presented by Chevron when he told Vince Cotroneo, "I would write down 10 to 15 things that guys back in the day, like during the Nolan Ryan era, did to stay as conditioned as they could, to maintain as consistent as they could, and not get hurt and be reliable." Because something has changed from that era to now. And it's kind of go through a process of elimination of what that is. Is it these new pitching labs that have cropped up all across the country now that all these guys are going to improve their spin, improve these different metrics? Is it because we're pitching more than we ever have before? We're pitching year-round now, as Alex Wood brought up in his posts on X. I think it's a multitude of factors that there's no smoking gun as to what is causing this definitively. It's like a little bit of columns A through D, I think. And I believe we're going to need cooperation through both the Players Association and the league to truly find out what is causing this and kind of change the culture around pitching a bit to further strengthen the focus on player health.
I agree. And I think just as humans, we want to blame something, right? We want to say, this is the reason why, let's stop doing that. And rightfully so. This is, obviously it's detrimental to their health, but that's their livelihood. That's so much monetary value in a ligament in their arm. It's crazy to me. It's make or break, literally. And it's just crazy to me. But I really appreciate these pitchers speaking up, because like, if they know, and you're right, like this era is different too. And yeah. And you know, I was thinking of too, maybe since they're not allowed to use sticky stuff anymore, that could be a possibility as well. Like that's going to help a lot of factors. And you know, Tyler Glass now is very open. He's like, he said, "I can probably name a pitcher. I can probably go talk to your favorite pitcher and say, I can confirm that he used sticky stuff." So these things are happening. And so there's a lot of factors too, and we don't talk about the ballpark factors because we don't think about that. It's the one sport where it's very much impacted when it comes to the weather, when it comes to where you're at geographically, you know, how high you are up in the mountains, how low you are at sea level. Like those things don't impact other sports as it does baseball. So that's always kind of an interesting factor as well. But you know, it's just another thing. Coming up next, as Extra Base Hit continues, more promotional night information and some more updates on the A's.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Nestled in the hills of San Jose, minutes from Silicon Valley, Cinnabar Hills Golf Club offers 27 holes of championship golf, first-class pro shop, practice facility, and great food in the grill. This time of year also means family and business get-togethers. Let the folks at Cinnabar Hills make your event unforgettable while enjoying their award-winning venue. It's all there for you. Championship golf, a great space for any events, and incredible food. See it all at CinnabarHills.com. That's CinnabarHills.com.
Back from our coffee break.
My God, that is the best coffee I've ever tasted.
It's time for more Extra Base Hit on A's Cast. Here's Jessica Kleinschmidt.
Welcome back to Extra Base Hit. Sunday, April 14th against the Nationals, Youth Baseball and Softball Day. The A's are excited to bring back Youth Baseball and Softball Days presented by Kaiser Permanente in 2024. Bring your teams out to enjoy a day at the ballpark with a pregame parade on the field before the game. Sunday's kids race around the bases presented by Chevron. And after the games, guys, it's always kind of fun to watch. Kids race around the bases presented by Chevron invites youngsters 14 and under. If you're 15 and you look small, I won't say anything. Go onto the field after most Sunday day games to run around the bases that the A's players do. A's mascot Stomper will be on the field to cheer on the runners as they round the bases. After the conclusion of the game, fans head over to B Gate to line up and will access the field via the right field stairwell. ADA guests will be escorted to section 143 to access the field via the elevator. And on Monday, I'm very excited for this. I love this giveaway. As the A's host the Cardinals, it will be Jackie Robinson night on April 15th to honor the legacy of number 42 during Jackie Robinson night at the ballpark. Every ticket sold through this special event link is 10% off the dynamic rate, and partial proceeds will benefit the Jackie Robinson Foundation scholarship and leadership development programs. Go to athletics.com/promotions for the special event link. All early arriving fans will receive a Jackie Robinson t-shirt. It's just the one time of year. And I know Jackie did this, you know, truly on purpose. You know, I love that they all wear the number 42 and you can't tell who is who. And it brings unity. And I remember one of the first baseball memories I have is writing a report on Jackie Robinson. And as time goes on, the color barrier is not only broken, but we're seeing beautiful changes as it pertains to all of this. And I was so thankful to have Tony Kemp, who taught me about racial injustice and equality. And I think to have that continue, and as a woman in this industry where I'm not of the demographic of this sport, I'm so thankful. And Ray, it's just one of my favorite traditions in baseball.
Yeah, I think now more than ever, we're more aware of the sacrifices that players of color had to go through, especially in Jackie Robinson's era. And I really love the appreciation that we have for players, not just like Jackie, but for leagues as well. The Negro leagues are so much more well-regarded now, and so much more information is available about them now than ever before because of we're more aware of the sacrifices and the hardships those players had to get through to truly be seen as equal as their white counterparts. And I think that's what helps to this day make it feel special and remind us of the sacrifices they had to go through so we could get to the point of where we are today. And I think that's why it's useful to go back and honor guys like Jackie Robinson.
Agreed. Absolutely agree. Beautifully said. What do the A's need to perfect or work on in order to have a strong homestand? I want the defense to get figured out. And when it comes to that, I was getting so sick, and maybe I'm just annoyed because I get annoyed. I was so sick of having to hear, wow, we had some good double plays. It was like I was talking about a little league team. We shouldn't be celebrating getting a double play. We should just know. And I had Nick Allen on A's Total Access presented by Chevron about a week ago. And when I have to ask Nick Allen, what's going on with your defensive game? And you know, something's up. The guy's a defensive wizard. I've talked to Tristan Casas about it. I've talked to Todd Frazier about it. These two guys played with Nick Allen on Team USA and said he was the best defensive shortstop they've ever played with. And for him to be struggling, things seem to be figured out. But he was very honest. He's like, we just have to trust ourselves. We have to trust ourselves in what we're capable of, and call it the beginning of the season jitters. I understand that. I think we all understand that. And things are starting to look better. But I think once they have that defense figured out, this team is going to look way, way more improved as time goes on.
I agree. And I think that'll help them in the area that I think they most need to improve on is coming up on the positive side of close contests. Five of the A's first 12 games have been decided by one runner. And they are, if I'm not mistaken, 2-3 in those games. There's a positive to that because it means you're keeping it close. You're not getting blown out of the ballpark each night, being outscored by five runs or more. But those close games, you got to win more of those than you lose them if you're going to be relevant come the fall. So I think with the experience of playing in those one-run games, those close games, that'll help these younger players and make those outcomes more positive than they are now. But I think the fact that they're way more competitive from the gate as they were last year, I think is a positive trend, and we just hope it leads in more positive finishes.
Agree. And I think, you know, the additions of the veteran, I feel the vibe, and not just from a clubhouse perspective. I think there's a sense of less weight on their shoulders because of the additions of Alex Wood, Ross Stripling, JD Davis, these guys, and taking some relief off of like the Paul Blackburns of the world too. Like, I don't think he was quite ready to take on all that veteran responsibility. Not that he couldn't handle it, but if it's one guy for every 26, that's, or every 25, if you will, that's a lot of pressure. I do have some breaking news.
Oh boy. I don't have the buzzer for that. I should have brought that in, but can go on.
Ipe Nuhara, Shohei Ohtani's longtime interpreter and confidant, has been charged with bank fraud after it was discovered he transferred more than $16 million from Ohtani's account to an alleged illegal sports book, federal authorities announced in Los Angeles court.
And I read, if I'm not mistaken, that he turned off the notifications on whatever banking app or that Shohei uses, so Shohei was not alerted that these transactions were happening. That's apparently why Shohei had no idea. Ipe was just going in and just sliding that slider to the left. Don't notify me. That's crazy.
And I feel bad. I genuinely was the person who was like, Ohtani knew. And now I feel like a terrible person. I'm shocked. This is $16 million.
Yeah.
I'm not saying 4.5 was better, but this is crazy to me. And to do it to Shohei, this is one of the craziest stories ever. Deserve to be fired, and you deserve to go to jail. That's what happens when you steal from anybody. And I mean, I know Ohtani's going to be fine, and I don't mean that in a monetary way. I mean that in a personal way. But imagine having, and we were all on Ipe's side. We were all on Ipe's side because he was our direct connection to Ohtani, and as fans, as human beings, the superstar, and to do that is just, I can't even wrap my head around it, Ray.
Yeah, and I'll be curious if this revelation changes anyone's opinions on Ohtani. I think there's still going to be the camp out there that, oh, he had to have known, he pays the fall
totally
guy, and they're just going to continue on with that opinion, which is whatever, that's your opinion, but I was more of the fence of anything can be faked or elaborated if you need it to. And Ipe found a way.
That's true. Like, I still don't like how they had to change the narrative. That part I don't love. But this is, wow. But yeah. Wednesday, April 17th against the Cardinals is Career Education Day at College and College Fair. Have your students dreamed of a career in sports? Well, now it is their time to get inside the inside scoop and learn about all things in the sports industry. In partnership with AVID, the A's will welcome Bay Area high school students to their annual Career Education Day and College Fair to learn from local professionals and how to prepare for a career in sports. Go to athletics.com/special events for more information. I'm telling you, Ray, this is going to be a good homestand. I have a feeling.
I like this homestand a lot because we're bringing in two teams that did not have great seasons last year. They were down near the bottom of the standings like the A's were, but their fortunes are also changing or trying to change. The Nationals are playing much better than they were last year. They have a crop of young talent that it could really push them, I think, higher than anything anyone could imagine them going this year. And the Cardinals, they look slightly better than they did last year. The offense is kind of sputtering. The defense is better. The pitching is kind of so-so. But They have a ton of talent. Nolan Arenado, Paul Goldschmidt, doesn't get much better than that. It'll be a good litmus test for this young team. Can they go toe-to-toe with the Nationals, another team that's trending younger? Can they go against the Cardinals that are slightly veteran-heavy? They'll see two different visions of team building this homestand, which I think will make it incredibly fascinating to watch.
Agreed. It's good momentum heading into this homestand. Obviously, the series with the Rangers is a little dicey, but
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm excited to see what happens. Thank you guys for tuning in to Extra Base Hit. For Ray Jensen, this is Jessica Kleinschmidt, and we will see you next time.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.